Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Jace. Hey, Jace, he sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for a story about a magical jungle with a giant diamond inside the Dr. Stinky Breath steals? Me too, let's go! Jace had just woken up. It was a beautiful Saturday morning, and it was time to get up, go eat a delicious breakfast, and then play with his friends. Jace loved so many things, and especially breakfast. What is your favorite breakfast food? Jace really loved pancakes and bacon, so he quickly made his bed and raced downstairs, and there his parents were. "Hey, Jace," they said. "Hey, you had a message on your spy beeper."
"I did?"
You see, Jace's parents were also on the spy team. That's actually pretty common. A lot of parents of spy kids are also on the spy team.
But it's kind of a secret. You don't want to talk about it too much.
Jace ran over to get a spy beeper, just like his parents said, and pressed the message.
"Hello, Jace. This is HQ. There has been something terrible happened recently, and we need you to save the day. There is a jungle that is powered by a magical giant diamond. And it seems that Dr. Stinky Breath and his team, they have figured out that this magic jungle gets its power from this diamond. If the diamond is stolen, the entire jungle will disappear, and Dr. Stinky Breath will be able to use all of its power for his evil plans. We're going to send you the coordinates, and we need you, Jace, to save the day. This is HQ, over and out."
Shh.
"Holy smokes! That's terrible! An entire jungle might disappear if Dr. Stinky Breath steals the diamond! Oh dear, I gotta eat breakfast fast!" Jace raced over to the table and told his parents everything that had happened. He gobbled down the pancakes and bacon, and his parents helped him get all his gear ready, and out the door he blasted. Jetpacks are so cool, right? Oh, flying through the clouds. If you close your eyes, can you imagine zooming through the sky and flying through the clouds and, whoa, gotta look out for that bird. As Jace was flying, Dr. Stinky Breath and Professor Sticky Fingers were already plotting their plan.
"Ha ha 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 ha! All right, Professor. You see, I need your sticky fingers to go steal that diamond. The purple ninjas, they have made a great plan for you, and I need you to seal it."
"Oh boy, Doctor, I'm so excited to get out there and go steal the diamond! Just imagine all the secret abilities that we'll be able to do now with all of that power! It's gonna be great, huh?"
"Yes, Professor. It will be great. I plan on taking over the world with that diamond. Ha 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 ha!"
As Jace was landing in the jungle, he had to get to work fast on a plan to protect that diamond. Some of the information that HQ had sent over helped Jace get to a certain location and meet up with a new partner.
"Why, hello there, Jace."
"Who's that? What was... Are you Mr. Sloth?"
"Yes, I am,"
said Mr. Sloth. When you think of a sloth, do you think of a creature that's really fast or pretty slow? "Yes, sloths are very slow. So wait, what in the world is a sloth doing on the spy team?"
"Oh, thank you for coming,"
said Mr. Sloth. "Okay, so what's the plan? We gotta act fast because Dr. Stinky Breath and his team is on their way right now."
"Well, I don't act very fast, but I do have a good plan, and I just need your help.
Okay, what is it? The sloth then started to tell Jace all about the plan. You see, the diamond, it usually lives secretly protected behind a waterfall. And no one can ever find it if it's in there. But unfortunately, there was a ginormous flood and it wiggled the diamond loose. And it fell out through the waterfall and into the river. And now it is deep, deep underwater and no one knows how to find it. But Jace is actually a trained scuba diver, and that is why HQ sent him this way. Oh, Mr. Sloth, that makes a ton of sense. I can totally find that. Don't worry. All right, let's go. Jace put on all of his scuba suit, and Mr. Sloth watched. He did not like the idea of swimming or water or scuba suits, and so he did not want to do this job by himself. He was just going to keep an eye out.
All right, Jace, if I see anything, I will radio down and let you know, said Mr. Sloth.
Absolutely. Oh, okay. 3, 2, 1. Splash. As Jace dove backwards into the water and fell all the way down to the bottom of the river, he started to search. He had some special goggles that would be really helpful in finding this diamond. They were kind of like X-ray vision, but you could calibrate them to find certain things. And so he just turned the dial to diamond mode. Wow, I wish I had goggles that could just find diamonds like that. And all right, just keep looking. Jace was swimming all over this river. It was very dirty. It was kind of hard to see anything, but off in the distance, there it was. Yes, I could see it. It was shining a very bright orange color through his goggles. And that was his way of knowing where it was. Up above the water, Professor Sticky Fingers had just arrived.
Oh boy, I can't wait to get my fingers on that diamond. All right, one, two, three, splash.
Professor Sticky Fingers, he was not a very good swimmer.
Ah, purple ninjas, help me.
Okay, just grab this rope and come on out.
Oh boy, that was harder than I thought.
Jace, come in. This is Mr. Sloth, over.
Hey, Mr. Sloth, what's going on?
Well, it seems we have some friends here, of the not-so-friendly kind, said Mr. Sloth.
Oh, no. Okay, I gotta trick him. Jace had a plan. He was gonna grab another rock, a rock that looked kinda like a diamond, but it would totally fake him out. He put the real one in his pocket and came up out of water holding the fake diamond. All right, wow, I'm so glad that I found this ginormous magical diamond, as Jace was waving it up in the air.
Oh boy, hey, purple ninjas, go get that for me, go.
The purple ninjas dove into the water and splashing, Jace pretended to be afraid and threw the fake diamond onto the shore and swam away.
Oh boy, let's get it.
Professor Sticky Fingers grabbed onto the fake diamond with his very sticky fingers.
Oh boy, let's go!
Jace quietly met up with Mr. Sloth at the base of the waterfall.
All right, Mr. Sloth, here, can you put it back in its secret place?
Why, of certainly I can. Thank you so much, Jace. You've saved the entire jungle.
Mr. Sloth was able to put the magic diamond back in its secret place behind the waterfall, where no one would ever be able to find it. But back up in Dr. Stinky Breath's blimp,
What in the world is this? This is just a piece of rock. There's no diamond here.
Oh boy, I really thought it was the real one, boss,
said Professor Sticky Fingers.
Professor... You grabbed the wrong thing. I need you to do better next time.
What? Certainly, boss.
That is the end. Well, I hope Professor Sticky Fingers and Dr. Stinky Breath aren't able to steal that diamond. But great job, Jace. You saved the entire jungle. That is the end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Anna and Lucas from Virginia, Sujin from Florida, Zoe and Thea from Edmonds, Washington, Mariah from Virginia, Sully from Idaho, and Jacqueline from Ontario. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super-dee-duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!